Greetings. Greetings. This is Uncle Lot. Many of you are aware of both my disability precluding me from wearing a face covering and Costco's harassment, discrimination, and abuse of my medical disability. This past Sunday, John J. Singleton joined me to discuss my pending lawsuit against Costco. During the show, I partly read my statement of facts, an affidavit that is the basis for my three-count lawsuit. Since then, I've received many direct messages of encouragement, along with a request to receive a copy of my statement of facts. As you can appreciate, since this case has not yet been filed, it will be this week, I'm hesitant to release my statement of facts in writing. However, I've decided to create this video where I will read it as if I'm presenting it to a jury of my peers. So today, you are the jury of my peers. I'd like for you to listen to my truth and please respond in the comments below if you personally believe Costco has violated their own written code of ethics along with my legal rights. As you listen, I'd like for you to keep one critically important question in mind. What legally happened between Friday, November 13th, when Costco honored medical exemptions, and Monday, November 16th, when they disregarded them entirely? What new law went into effect? Please keep that in mind as you listen to the following. Here we go. My name is Todd, longtime member of Costco Wholesale. I am a qualified individual with a medical disability that precludes me from wearing a face mask or any other kind of face covering. And this disability is documented with a recently dated medical opinion letter from a medical doctor and psychiatrist in good standing, dated May 18th, 2020. I am a board-certified psychiatrist practicing privately for over 18 years. I have treated numerous patients with the diagnosis and severity of symptoms to those of Mr. Todd. I certify that Mr. Todd is a patient under my care, and in my medical opinion, Mr. Todd has a disability that precludes him from wearing a face mask or face covering of any kind. Respectfully, Todd's doctor, MD, PA. I suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder resulting from a psychic trauma experienced after almost dying from drowning at the age of 7. After the near-drowning event, I experienced a secondary drowning. In secondary drownings, fluid builds up in the lungs. It's called pulmonary edema. It builds up in the lungs post near-drowning incident. Psychologically, your body goes into protection mode and your trachea closes to keep water from entering your lungs. People die from secondary drowning because they cannot intake oxygen. My PTSD is an invisible disability tied to trauma, such as the fear of being smothered, drowned, being enclosed, or having my airway cut off. In my case, when I am triggered, I panic and my airway, my trachea, wants to close, which can be deadly. Until local governments recently started issuing policy that requires someone to wear a mask, people with a trauma-sourced fear like I have could simply self-mitigate by choosing to sit at a table in the middle of a dining room instead of being restricted by a confirming booth, or perhaps sit with their back to the wall to avoid someone coming up from behind them. Self-selecting an aisle seat on an airplane or even avoiding wearing turtlenecks because they may otherwise feel choked. Self-mitigation always seemed to suffice until recently, until last March. But certainly, shopping as a Costco paying member was never a trigger that could induce trauma. And in my case, even death. As a medically diagnosed disabled person, I am properly credentialed with an awareness accessory that fully details my disability and the laws protecting me, as well as the cell phone number to my ADA advocate, should there be any questions. As my Costco purchase history details, I have shopped as a member without a mask in accordance with the mask exemption presented within the Florida State, Hillsborough County, and City of Tampa executive orders. On November 10th, 2020, I became aware of an alarming notice given by Costco's president and CEO found at this URL, costco.com/coronavirus.html. The notice goes like this. Dear Costco member, effective November 16th, 2020, we will require all members, guests, and employees to wear a face mask or a face shield at Costco locations. Entry to Costco will only be granted to those wearing a face mask or face shield. Children under the age of 2 are exempt. Costco has had a face mask policy in effect since May 4th, 2020, but members who could not wear a mask due to a medical condition were exempt. This is no longer the case. If a member has a medical condition that prevents them from wearing a mask, they must wear a face shield at Costco. This updated policy may seem inconvenient to some. However, we believe that added safety is worth any inconvenience. Our goal is to continue to provide a safe shopping environment for our members and guests, and to provide a safe work environment for our employees. Thank you for your cooperation and support. Craig Jelinek, President and CEO, Costco Wholesale. The use of the words all members is discriminatory and disproportionately impacts individuals like me who are with disabilities that would cause them harm if forced by medical intervention to wear a face covering, mask, or other item that restricts airflow or triggers psychic trauma in any way. To disclose that I am lawfully precluded from wearing a face mask or other face covering is to simultaneously disclose that forcing me to wear one by unlawful medical intervention would cause irreparable harm to me in the way of causing me to symptomatically respond in numerous ways to PTSD, being triggered in a most cruel and discriminatory way. People with events of choking, suffocation, sexual assault, and other traumatic events that include mouths or airways being covered or obstructed, all linked to PTSD, could also be affected by your discriminatory new policy, as well as persons with emphysema, asthma, severe allergies, and persons with claustrophobia. This is not meant to fully list the sources of disabilities that are or could be affected by your policy of mandated masks. There could be many more. Your new policy violates both the first and second tenet of your own code of ethics. One, obey the law. And two, take care of our members. The America with Disabilities Act, the ADA, and Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act are invoked, as well as 42 U.S.C. 12203, which prohibits the interference with or retaliation against the exercise of ADA rights. Note, a face shield is a face covering and is not a reasonable accommodation. This invocation is printed on my medical disability awareness accessory, attached to a lanyard, and it is prominently visible and identifiable by any commercial business as the accessory is worn around my neck. All businesses are required to provide reasonable modification for equal access of disabled individuals. To modify a company's products and services in a way that excludes those with disabilities is Costco's liability and creates irreparable harm to me personally, unless immediate corrective action is effected by either conspicuously altering the policy to allow equal access for disabled persons who would be adversely affected by this policy, or eliminating the policy altogether. While a private business can implement their own policies, these policies or unwritten practices cannot violate state or federal law. To that end, on November 13th, 2020, I visited my local Costco, warehouse number 1249 at Wesley Chapel, Florida, to express my concerns about the Costco CEO's policy change, expressly disregarding lawful medical exemptions relating to wearing masks or face coverings. I brought with me my medical disability awareness accessory, the exemption letter from my physician, along with the executive orders from the governor, mayor, and Hillsborough County, all including expressed mask exemptions related to medical conditions such as mine. In addition to shopping as a paid member that day, my intention was to respectfully provide full notice and documentation of my disability so that I would not be harassed after the new policy took effect on Monday, November 16th, 2020. I use video and audio recording as an auxiliary aid for disability because PTSD is a communication disability and I dissociate during triggering. Memory recall is impaired during a triggered event, so the video slash audio recording is my auxiliary aid to mitigate memory recall deficiency. While Florida is a two-party consent state, Florida law makes an exception for in-person communications when the parties do not have reasonable expectation of privacy in the conversation, such as the entrance to Costco where members are entering and exiting. Costco is a private entity that is publicly accessible and thus is a public accommodation under Title III of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Any permission to record is moot, since there is no expectation of privacy at a public accommodation, and there is copious surveillance all over the place. Moreover, if Costco was not a public accommodation, non-members could not enter to purchase prescription drugs, which they can. As recorded, the following events took place. After getting a shopping cart, I attempted to enter Costco, showing my membership identification. An employee, concealing her identity with a mask, stopped me and said I needed to wear a mask to enter. I pointed to my medical exemption awareness accessory and I said, I have a medical disability and cannot wear a mask. She then informed me that as of Monday, Costco would no longer acknowledge medical exemptions and I would have to wear a face shield, if not a mask, or I would not be allowed to enter. At that point, I asked to speak with a manager. Another employee, concealing her identity with a mask, came to reinforce what the prior masked employee said and simply claimed that as of Monday, Costco's policy will no longer accommodate anyone with a medical disability adversely impacted by wearing a mask. The reasonable accommodation would be a requirement to wear a face shield. I brought out my medical opinion letter from my doctor and asked her to please read where it says, Mr. Todd has a disability that precludes him from wearing a face mask or face covering of any kind. She then responded, that doesn't matter. I then brought out the three separate executive orders, which all include medical exemptions to the mask mandate, and she wouldn't even acknowledge. I informed her that Costco is getting bad legal advice and is breaking the law, whereby she then admonished me for my tone. She stormed away, speaking into her microphone, apparently calling her superior. I was then approached by the same masked woman, along with a man who also concealed his identity with a mask. I presented my case again relating to my medical disability and explained to them the nature of my PTSD, which was caused by the drowning event. I shared that the way my brain works, it does not discriminate between a mask and a face shield. A face covering of any kind induces panic, triggering my trachea to want to close. I informed them that their new policy was a forced medical intervention without informed consent or a judicial review. I informed them that their new policy was a forced medical intervention without informed consent or a judicial review. I shared that they were practicing medicine without a license, qualifications, or sufficient insurance. Their answer was, we're just following orders. As of Monday, you will not be able to enter without a face covering. I ask them what they will do when I come back the following week to shop as a paying member. They inform me that if I did not comply, they would call law enforcement and have me arrested for trespass. They inform me that if I did not comply, they would call law enforcement and have me arrested for trespass. Well, I would not be able to find out. Apparently, they stalked me in the store, and after I paid almost $500 for my Costco goods, they identified me from the register receipt and began the process to cancel my membership. On the following Wednesday morning, November 18th, I received an overnight package at my home from Julie Cruz, vice president of Costco, copying Rosina Yao, general manager of Costco, store number 1249, Wesley Chapel. The overnight letter informed me that my membership was being canceled for recording the conversation without their employees' consent. The letter stated, "This behavior constitutes an unacceptable violation of the legitimate privacy rights of Costco's employees, and tolerating it would violate our company's longstanding commitment to take care of our employees." Indeed, taking care of employees is Costco's third statement within their longstanding code of ethics, with the first tenet being to obey the law, and the second being take care of our members. One can appreciate the irony. Terminating my Costco membership is a breach of contract, as I had every right to record the conversation as outlined above. Moreover, it's quite insulting to be informed by overnight letter that my mere presence on any Costco property, including the parking lot, will be deemed a trespass. And in such case, Costco will call law enforcement and have you arrested. As a medically diagnosed person with PTSD, I will finish with this. I have suffered severe mental anxiety resulting from Costco's egregious harassment, intimidation, and threat of unlawful medical intervention that could cause death. Okay. To you, jury of my peers, please deliberate below. Thank you.